Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios, and I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo, and we are going to talk about some safeguards that you can take right now during the coronavirus quarantine. I just want to keep on talking to you people, and thank you for still being here with me throughout our little delay. But hey, I'm here. I'm safe. I hope you're safe out there. I hope we're all taking care of ourselves and our families. I also want to point out that people who cannot afford certain things to take care of themselves, let us all in some kind of way look out for them. Whether it's people who are going through abusive situations in their families, whether it's, abusive spouses, whatever the case may be, make sure you look out for your neighbor, because that you may be the person that needs some help later on. So I'm just going to tell you. Also, there is a few things, if you're not aware, if you're here in L.A., that they've shut down a lot of the things that you normally are used to here in L.A. That is going to be the gyms, the libraries, the restaurants. You can only get takeout. That is recreational places like the movie theater. It's all over. So you're literally going to be at home in quarantine. We hope you are fully stocked in the process. Also, I wanted to talk about a little thing called viruses and how to prevent the spread and treat them when you get them. There is a book that you can possess, and I actually heard this information via Instagram when I thought it was absolutely pivotal at this time in order to know this. And just let me, I'm looking this information up literally as we speak, and it was such a good thing. I had to send it to people, people that I know. And it also talks about how you can personally treat that at home if you already have symptoms and if you are feeling symptoms coming to the surface. And if you are feeling symptoms coming to the surface, what you should do is heat the nasal passages and stay warm, which is why your body gets a fever. When this thing comes, heat the nasal patches to 133 degrees. So once you do that, you can do that with a handheld dryer, and do that for at least 5 minutes. And then, within the next hour, do it again. You can do that at least twice. If you have a lot of symptoms, you're already full blown, you can do it at least five times within that day or within that hour, so you won't have any issues. So if there are ways, this has been around a long time concerning viruses, but it doesn't like heat. That's why you don't see it spreading really prevalently in a lot of hot climate areas like Africa and, different places like that. The numbers are way, way, way down. But if you need to do that, I will definitely post on different areas on my blog, different places where you can see that and see that you can get this book, and it will show you even more detail how you should treat those symptoms. But it doesn't like heat, you all. Remember that. It doesn't like heat. So treat yourself and take care of yourself. Also, in the midst of this, be active. Keep your immune system up by eating healthy. While you're quarantined, do not eat a mess of junk food. When you have to hit the door, you won't have much of an immune system when it's time to take care of yourself. So when you're out there with the elements and with random people and random things that may contaminate you, so make sure your immune system is up. Taking things like vitamin C and eating healthy while you're out, exercising while you're down. Make sure you get those things done while you are there in quarantine and at home, because your immune system needs to be the strongest thing that you focus on right now. Because I saw in the grocery stores that are a lot of people taking on a lot of junk food, but nothing that's going to help boost their immune system. So that's completely out of the question right now. So make sure you get things that are healthy for you. And if you have an excess, make sure you give some to your neighbors and check on the old people. If you are not contaminated, there are also little thermometers where you can wave across a person's forehead to make sure that they are not in that they don't have a fever and that they could possibly be contaminated. And also use gloves if you can. So I'm going to sign off there. I'm going to say thank you for, again, listening to me here at Cleopatra Men's Studios, and we will always look out for you. In the meantime, smooches, and be great.